the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Yeah, hey, running a little late here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner, and Brian's going to blame that on me, but we have Stan Stevens here, the head coach of Laverne Wolverines, and coach, last night, a loss to the Siegel Stars, and you're not alone. There have been seven others in front of you in that regard. I guess they're everything that they're advertised, I guess.
They are. They're as good as billed, and, I didn't see very many flaws in their football team last night. I didn't see any flaws in their football team last night. I think their quarterback is one of the best high school quarterbacks that I've had a chance to see or play against. I think that young man is an exceptional leader, and he makes his guys who are already pretty good even better. And so I think you run into a lot of problems there when you're trying to figure out a way to slow down their offense. And then, our thought was if we could control the ball on offense, get some first downs, grind it out a little bit, get that clock to run, shorten the game, that we could give ourselves a chance to do some things. And then you figure out fairly early on that their defense is pretty good too, and you're kind of like, now wait a minute, they've got a great offense, their defense is pretty good, and when I say pretty good, I mean good enough to stop the majority of offenses they're going to play against. I think it's going to be a playoff type team, third round, fourth round, before their defense really gets tested. I think their offense can play all the way through the state championship game.
You were expecting them to score. You can't go into that game going, we're going to shut down the Seagull Stars. But your game plan, unfortunately, you couldn't move the football. And that was, the kiss of death, you might say.
Yes. That let us know that hey, we need to keep running it, even though we're not running it well, just to make sure that we're not giving them extra possessions. They run a up-tempo offense where they're trying to get a lot of offensive possessions. And sometimes, depending on what kind of team you are, that may bother you a little bit, just the pace, or you're trying to sub guys in and get different defensive packages in. We didn't really have that problem because we only have one defensive package. That's our speed package anyway. So if you're going up-tempo, that doesn't necessarily bother us. But what Siegel does to you is they're just so good. What bothers us is they were better than we were.
And here's the problem. The matchup problems are so intense. They've got Harding, who can run the football.
Yes.
But then he can also catch the football, which we've seen over the past 2 or 3 weeks. And that's been a kind of a new thing they put in their arsenal. He scored a touchdown that way last night. You've got Tay Martin, I guess, who is the one figure that you don't want him to be, that you don't want him to beat you. But they've got other little weapons around going all over the place here.
Well, our thought again was, we wanted the ball in those guys' hands. We wanted it out of Stocksville's hands. And we thought that we felt that the longer he holds the ball, the bigger the play is getting ready to be.
Yeah.
Our thought was get the ball out of his hands as quick as possible. Get pressure on him, make him throw it before he wants to. When he runs any zone reads or options, make him pitch it or hand it off as quickly as we can, and then let's just go tackle these other guys. And, it's just hard to make him do that. He buys himself time to throw it when he wants to throw it. He runs that option, and he pitches it when he wants to pitch it. I mean, the kid, it's like he senses what you're trying to do to him, and he is good enough to say, I know how to defeat what you're trying to do to me. And he did that to us time and time again last night. And, he dumped it over our heads to Harding, I guess, on it's thrown behind the yard, behind the line of scrimmage, and the guy runs it for 25 yards. It's just Stocksville knows how to get his guys in position to make plays, and he does it all night. And his consistency at it is what makes him so impressive. I mean, he just doesn't do it, here or there. He does it over and over and over and over. And that's how they score 40 points a game.
like he's got some kind of spider sense. He knows what's around him.
That's a good way to put that. That's a good way to put it.
And he steps up in the pocket when he needs to. And I don't want to make this the Siegel show, but part. But I admire good, and you do too. You admire a player, and he just got that sixth sense of knowing where everybody is on the field.
I tell you this, and then we don't really have to talk about him anymore. But one of my coaches last night was like, "Coach, you going to be able to watch this film?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going to watch it because I want to watch Siegel. Mm-hmm. I want to watch this. I want to see again on film so I can slow this down and really break that down and analyze it. Because I know what we were trying to do to him and what they did to us. And I want to look at that and really break that down. So, yeah, I can watch it again."
You've got a big game coming up against CAK, and they're going to come into town. They want revenge, la, la, la. You know, I understand that. Because that was probably
unexpected,
but yeah. I don't think it was to you last year when you won that game. In fact, I think I'm the one that interviewed you after the game, but it was more of a – you knew what your team could do, and you executed, and you were able to beat them.
Yes, and I think that this year and I was telling Tom and you off the air, you know, we're getting ready to play the second-best offense in the state. You know, I think right now Siegel's is better. But CAK is just as dangerous. Now, we will try to employ some of the same tactics. The one will be they give up a lot of points. I think they've given up maybe 40 points twice. They still won those games, but they gave up the points. Our hope is to control the clock, run the ball, get first downs, dinking and dunking around, keep their offense off the field, keep it close, and then late in the game we'll have a chance like we did last year. But we've got to show up and we got to play. If we don't, they can come in and get the game over with fairly early. You know, if they get up 21, 28 points, then that's a tough hole to crawl out of. But, you know, hopefully we can slow that thing down too. Hopefully we can run it and execute our game plan a little bit better than we did last week versus Siegel.
Anybody hurt? How are we doing on the injury front? Because I know that's the concern this time of year. You did have fall break, so that was a big help, I'm sure.
Yeah, but we got more banged up Friday night. We got two of our better linebackers ended up finishing game on the sideline, and we had to have some young kids in there down the stretch. And, you know, that'll be needed next year. We need those guys back next week. They're veteran guys. They're smart. They're tough. And they're athletic, and I think – the one thing that CAK doesn't see every week, I know they've got teams on their schedule that they play that are athletic, but I don't think they see that athleticism every week along with the physical level of play. I think last year they were a little bit surprised at how physical we were, so they'll be ready for that this year. And I was telling people that down here you just naturally play more physical because you have to. It's the style of football that goes on down here. You have to be physical. And if not, you know, you just won't last very long.
Coach Stan Stevens, our guest here on the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner. Coach, from your perspective, how big are these two games coming up, these next two, in terms of I think they mean more than just, you know, we're not playing out the season. I know that with you.
Salvage the season. You have an opportunity. I told them at halftime, guys, you can go out here in the second half and just roll over and allow them to continue to dominate you, or you can go out in the second half and say we may not be able to win on the scoreboard, but at least we can regain some respect and a little bit of our own pride. And that's just self-respect and self-pride, not what anyone else would think about you, but just how you feel about yourself after this game is over. And I thought that the majority of my team went out there and we did that. I mean, we put 12 points up on the board. We started slowing them down a little bit. The clock was running. They did sub down, but we still didn't just roll over. So I thought that was big. Now, these next 2 weeks, as far as I'm concerned, salvage our season, salvage what we were trying to build, what we thought we had coming into the season. We need to finish these next two strong, and it's got to start, of course, with CAK, and it'll finish with Blackman. But we can't worry about Blackman right now because, like I said, to me, arguably, CAK could be the second-best offense in the state behind Siegel.
You want to I guess, control the ball against CAK as much as you can too, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we don't want their offense on the field. We don't want Charlie High, you know, zipping that ball around, you know, finding those guys and hitting them. You know, I don't know if Siegel has guys who are already committed to Division I. CAK, I think, has two or three, and two of them are going to Tennessee. So, you know, offensively, you're kind of like, you know, you may could put their offense in our league, and just they may be doing what Siegel's doing. I don't know if they're deep enough to do that in our league all the time. But I know their offense is as good as any offense in our league, except for Siegel.
Well, coaches, it's at home, and I would think that would be a tremendous game if you're out and you want to watch good football and watch some high offense, or at least somebody attempting high offense. We hope they don't. We hope they're not successful much, but
yes.
I would think that makes for a good matchup next week at Laverne.
It does. Hey, come out, watch a couple of Tennessee recruits, and come watch us. See if we can't pull off another overtime miracle, and it'll at least be exciting.
Well, you guys are fun to watch, really. I mean, you know, and I love the – I know you hate it, but I love the unpredictability of the Laverne Wolverines. I know you hate it.
Yes.
But from a fan standpoint, I kind of get into that, you know.
Right. It does make for good entertainment.
So, but good luck against them, and good luck against Blackman. But I know you're not concerned about them right now. So, they had a big win against Riverdale, and you know, Oakland sitting here. And one more thing before I go, I know we've talked about this before. You defeated Oakland. Oakland's sitting there now and looking really, really good. May finish second in the district. But coulda, woulda, all that kind of thing. I know you got to sit there and think there's two or three games down that road before that you wish you had back, I think.
We've talked about it before, and I've talked to my kids about it, my coaches about it. You know, you get opportunities, and you have to take advantage of them when you get them. In a schedule like the schedule we played, there are teams on here that we are really going to struggle with. But then there are other teams that we can compete with. When we play teams that I think we're competitive with and we have opportunities to win, you're up at half and you let it slip away, then those usually come back later in the season and you regret it.
Well, I hope we're talking next week. When we come back, we're talking about a win.
Absolutely.
All right. Stan Stevens, the head coach of the Laverne Wolverines, joining us here on the Prentice-Ossipee Air Coach's Corner.